This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gillespie will be in the home white uniforms, Lady Miners in orange lettering across the front with the orange numerals. They've got the orange face masks. For Litchfield, they'll be in the road purple uniforms, Litchfield in gray lettering across the front with the white numerals. And for the Purple Panthers, they're sporting the black masks here this evening. A lot of the Litchfield players wearing black shoes, the Gillespie players with the white shoes here as the sideline trigger for the visiting Purple Panthers is inbounded to Becky Painter, and we are underway. Still hard to get used to starting a ball game without the jump ball. Picking up her bounce is Gwynn out near midcourt, and it's promptly stolen by Shelby Taylor. She quickly makes her presence felt for the Miners. She gets it off right wing to Bertolino now. Check that. That's Hannah Barrett. Hannah Barrett leaves it back on the left wing for Bertolino. It's Grace Bouncy on the left wing, leaves it back in the corner for Barrett. Holding with one hand above her head. Now she puts it on the floor. Top of the key, it goes to Taylor. Shelby surveys the situation. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone piece here as we get underway. Bertolino way out on the right wing. She can really shoot it for the Miners. She always have to have a hand in her face. Skip pass to Taylor on the baseline. Back up top it goes to Barrett. Right wing now with Bertolino. 50 seconds gone by opening quarter. Litchfield turned it over their first possession. Gillespie showing the patience their first offensive trip. Taylor out between the circles. Leaves it for Barrett on the right wing. Hannah Barrett gets a high screen from Byers. Lob pass left wing to Bertolino in the corner to Taylor. Finds Byers, dumps it down to Barrett. Hannah Barrett off the window. That's good. Oh, that is a beautiful offensive possession to start for the Gillespie Miners. They will show some full court pressure here. Litchfield able to break as Gwynn into the front court. Now has it jarred loose by Taylor out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. You got to be strong with that bounce when Shelby Taylor's on the defensive prowl. 6:44 opening quarter. Here's Brosh, tries a long inbounds pass, ill-advised, tipped, stolen by Bertolino. Grace will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass on the right wing to Hannah Barrett. All the fans in the top row of the bleachers here at the pit is Bertolino for three, left it a little short out of the left corner. And on the rebound, Barrett and Brosh tied up, and the arrow keeps it with Gillespie. First game of our action tonight saw Southwestern beat Carletonville 57-231. Baseline trigger. Bertolino looking, and she's out of time. That's a 5-second count on the Miners. Good ball denial that time from Litchfield. It'll be Brosh now to throw in. She gets it into Becky Painter. Checked there by Barrett in the backcourt. Off it goes with a bounce pass to Gwynn. Carly Gwynn stops shy of midcourt. Now a pass across the timeline to Brosh. In the corner, Pence open for three. Back rimmed it over the corner of the backboard. Still in play, picked up by Boston on the baseline. She leaves it for Brosh, way too strong with a 12-footer, and the rebound down to Byers. 6 minutes, first quarter, 2-0, Gillespie with the lead. Here's Taylor on the bounce pass, leaves it for Bertolino in the left corner. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Byers has it left corner now. Sydney puts it on the deck a couple of times. Skip pass, tipped and stolen by Litchfield's Carly Gwynn. Now Gwynn attacking and draws the foul. She got the bucket to go, but she was fouled on the floor. First foul of the ball game going on the Miners, Hannah Barrett. Baseline out of bounds. It will be Brosh to trigger in. Lily Brosh looking. Gets it in to Becky Painter in the short corner. Painter brings it back on the right wing now. Back between the circles with the left-hand bounce being guarded by Barrett. Becky Painter now. Looking for Gwynn, tipped in there by Taylor, but it's deflected right back to Gwynn. Bounce pass to Boston off the window. She left it short, and the rebound is out of bounds, and it will belong to Gillespie. Laura might have just rushed that a little bit. She had a split second more than she anticipated she did. Substitution to the table. It'll be Keaton Link, the 5'10 senior, checking in for the Miners. She's going to replace Michaela Hayes. Gillespie is deep. They can run 8-9 real comfortable. 5:20 opening quarter, 2-0 Miners with the lead. As Taylor on the bounce between the circles, leaves it left wing now for Bertolino. Into the hands of Byers, left side of the key in the corner, Bertolino. Two steps behind the line, triggers it, too strong. Offensive rebound, Taylor, the putback is good for Shelby. Taylor's first bucket, 4-0 Gillespie as Painter into the front court for the Purple Panthers. She's going to trigger a three. Yes, pure for Becky Painter. Boy, she did a nice job to discard the defender there with the hesitation bounce and then just let it rip from the right wing. 4-3, Miners lead. They have the basketball. Here's Taylor out between the circles. On the bounce at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it back now for Bertolino on the left wing, couple steps beyond the arc. Off to Byers, back to Bertolino in the corner. Right back to Byers, left side of the key, return pass to Bertolino. Tries to feed the post down to Keaton Link, and a foul on the entry pass going on Litchfield. They're going to get Laura Boston. She came over the back that time. As the official goes to the table and says foul on blue. I've never understood why they don't say purple. It's always blue. 4:28 for the opening quarter. We have our first mask timeout. Gillespie leading Litchfield 4-3. We're back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Keaton Link, a beautiful diagonal pass down on the baseline to Bertolino. She lays it up and in. 6-3, Gillespie, 4:10, first quarter. Here's Brosh in the left corner. Leaves it off for Becky Painter. Just at an unofficial count, I got 41 spectators in attendance tonight, not counting some of the JV players that are still around. On the baseline, nice shot, Carly Gwynn, high degree of difficulty there, and she puts it home from just outside the lane, and it's 6-5 Gillespie, 3:50 first quarter. Gillespie won the JV game 32-11. That was six-minute quarters, but they did play four of them. 3:40 for the first quarter here in our varsity contest. 6-5, Miners with the lead. Here's Barrett. Give and go with Link. Left it short on the spin and the rebound down to Becky Painter. Becky with the right-hand dribble being checked by Barrett at midcourt. Got it up and away from Taylor just in time as she was going for the steal. In the corner with Brosh. Back to Painter left wing. Becky Painter now being guarded by Taylor. Brings it across the head of the key. Cut off there. Gwynn went backdoor, but nothing happening. On the curl now, Brosh. She's on the baseline, cut off. Back it goes to Painter. Becky, quick spin, gets middle, attacks on Byers, no. Rebound down to Link. Good defense by Sydney Byers. Nice rebound by Link in traffic. Keaton wants to push. Up the left side of the floor, leaves for Bertolino. Grace, head fake on the three, back to Byers. In the corner to Link now. Keaton Link, standing right on the three-point line in that left corner. Gives it back to Taylor, top of the key. On the bounce, out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it across right wing for Barrett. High post to Byers. Right wing Bertolino. Open for three. Too strong. Back rimmed it. Rebound tapped around. Goes right to Grace. Now the Miners can reset. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Hannah Barrett in the left corner. On the baseline. Link. She wants a 16-footer. That's short. And the rebound down to Laura Boston. Her outlet pass tipped away, but Becky Painter able to track it down for the Purple Panthers. She leaves it off for Carly Gwynn. Carly on the right wing. Being checked by Taylor. Man-to-man defense for Gillespie. Taylor now picks the pocket of Gwynn. She got that crossover too far out in front of her body. Easy pilfer for Taylor. Ball's loose. Shelby dives on top and draws the foul. Foul will go on Carly Gwynn, her first, team second. Substitutions for the Miners. Reagan Bussman checks in, 5'7 sophomore, and also into the action, Madison Niemeyer, a 5'8 junior. And we're going to have a timeout. 2:04 for the first quarter. Gillespie leading Litchfield 6-5. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. Sports Saturday this week. We'll be talking with Litchfield coach Rob Corso. Also going to talk with Brian Hansel, of course, longtime baseball coach and soon-to-be athletic director at Southwestern. And we're also going to talk with Lincolnwood athletic director Josh Stone, although he wishes he wasn't talking to us this quickly again, as Lincolnwood boys team into quarantine and they are shut down for 2 weeks. The Miners get it down low as they find Emily Schoen, who checked in at the timeout, and she's quickly into the scoring column. It was good high-low action that time from the Miners. They've been very patient on the offensive end, getting good looks. 95 seconds first quarter. Painter pivots around, down to Gwynn. Nice pass, bucket good for Carly Gwynn. Becky Painter did a really nice job with the pivot at the right elbow that time, high above her head, and was able to find Gwynn on the back door. 2-3 zone again for Litchfield as Bertolino well beyond the three-point line. She still thought about shooting it, though. On the left-hand bounce now, she pulls up, leaves it off for Link. Down to the block to Schoen. Emily rejected and fouled. Ooh, Kara Pence thought she was straight up. Rob Corso thought she was straight up. He did not care for that call. Third team foul on Litchfield. And I think they're going to get Pence. Yeah, they will. He had a good angle of that. If there was a foul, it wasn't on her. It's going to be her second. Free throw is short for Emily Schoen. Bertolino will get a breather. Michaela Hayes back on the floor for the Miners. Michaela, 5'7 senior. Free throw for Schoen is short. Left them both short. And on the rebound, it's down to Litchfield. Annika Rhodes has checked in for the Purple Panthers. She's just a freshman. Lazy pass. Fortunate that wasn't stolen. Instead, a foul on Gillespie as Niemeyer was just about a step behind that anticipation. Her first, team second. You know, the board had Pence for two, but I've only got her for one. So we'll see. They got three team fouls on the board. I got a foul on Gwynn, a foul on Pence, and a foul on Boston. But I'm usually wrong, so we'll see. Back between the circles for Gwynn on the bounce, being checked out there by Reagan Bussman. Picked up the dribble, and Painter will come and get the rock. And she's out at the volleyball spike line. Niemeyer jars it loose, but Painter able to track it back down. Now Becky on the spin, lost the handle, got it back, leaves it for Gwynn. Gillespie's defensive pressure is in midseason form tonight. Gwynn on the attack, has to bring it back now, hands the Painter on the left wing. Back to Gwynn. Carly now directing a little bit of traffic. Dangerous pass. It's going to be a foul on Gillespie as Brosh did a good job of getting her body between Emily Schoen and the ball that time and saving the turnover. First foul on Schoen, third team foul on Gillespie. Sideline trigger for the Purple Panthers right in front of the Gillespie bench. On the attack, Gwynn, the lane opened up, but then she lost the handle. But she lost the handle because she was fouled. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. And they're going to get Becky Painter with her first. Baseline trigger. Brosh gets it into Painter on the short baseline. Bounce pass out to Gwynn, left side of the key. Carly Gwynn being guarded by Bussman. Works right side now. 12 seconds for the quarter. Oh, miscommunication. She was lobbing down to the post, but Rhodes was going to set a cross screen. Fourth Litchfield turnover. 3 seconds for the quarter. Here's Link. Does she recognize it with two? Bussman, deep three. Good if it goes. Online, but short. One quarter in the books. Gillespie leading Litchfield 8-7. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Welcome back to the pit for second quarter action here on WSMI FM 106. Gillespie leads by a point. Litchfield has the basketball to start quarter number two. Gwynn on the floor with Painter, Pence, Boston, and Rhodes. As down low it goes to Laura Boston off the window. It's good from the left side. Laura's first bucket. Litchfield's first lead, 9-8, 7:35 first half. On the floor for the Miners, Barrett, Taylor, Byers, Link, and Hayes. Litchfield still in the 2-3. Nice pass. Link down to Byers off the window. It's good for Sydney as Keaton able to feed the post on the right block from the top of the key. 10-9. Gillespie back in front. Little token pressure in the backcourt handled by Litchfield as Gwynn comes right side. She's going to stop. Pop left the three ball a little bit short. Rebound is tapped around. Hayes fighting with Painter. Becky Painter brings it out for Litchfield. Here's Pence right side of the key. Kara puts it on the deck. Dumps it down, deflected away, stolen, looking for Boston. Fifth, Litchfield turnover. On the attack, that is Barrett losing the handle out of bounds. Third, Minor turnover. Litchfield did a nice job to sprint back, not conceded anything, and they were rewarded, forcing the turnover. 10-9, Gillespie leads. Full court pressure. Everybody in the backcourt now. Gwynn ahead of the pack. Her lead pass is too far for Painter. Sixth, Litchfield turnover. Purple Panthers had numbers right there. Just the pass was errant. Rob Corso once a timeout. 6:47 for the first half. Gillespie 10, Litchfield 9. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Gillespie has the basketball up a point. You know, Shelby Taylor, she wears the rec specs. And I just wonder, with the mask on, if she has a fogging problem. Because I swear I cannot have a mask and my glasses on at the same time. I got a face shield when I broadcast, because the mask is just no good for me with my glasses, with the fogging. But Shelby seems to have no ill effects. Down it goes to Byers. First, no. Offensive rebound. The putback is good over the top of Pence. I see plenty of people wearing glasses with their masks with no fogging issue, but I have a heck of a time. Kara Pence doesn't seem to have any trouble. She's got glasses on and no fogging issues. Entry pass to Pence, tipped by Byers, stolen by the Miners. Here comes Hannah Barrett. Off it goes to Shelby Taylor. I've talked about it before, but the mask has just been a non-factor. Off the baseline, Link to Byers, knocks it down from 12. 6 second quarter points for Byers, a 5-point Gillespie lead as Gwynn attacks quickly. Goes right to Byers. Shot is no good. Offensive rebound. Pence blocked out of there. It'll stay with Litchfield. But the masks have just not been a problem. At least it doesn't appear they're affecting the kids. You don't see them fidgeting with them a whole heck of a lot. They're, for the most part, staying up over, covering the face like they're supposed to. I feel, honestly, more for the officials who are forced to wear the masks here, dealing with the whistle and everything else that goes into what they're doing for their job. Is on the baseline trigger, and it goes to Kara Pence, and she puts it up and in. Kara's first bucket stops that little mini run for Gillespie. It's 14-11 Miners, 5:20 first half. Down to the block, Byers off the window. It's good. Off the feed from Hayes. 8 second quarter points for Byers. A 16-11 Gillespie lead. As the Miners real aggressive with this full court press. 4 of their 5 players were in the backcourt harassing. Going to be a foul on Gillespie here. 4th team foul. As checking in for Litchfield, Annika Rhodes. She will replace Lily Brosh. The foul that time on Gillespie whistled on Shelby Taylor, her first. Gwynn in the backcourt picks up the dribble. Long pass into the front court to Pence. Dumps it down to Rhodes. She finds Boston underneath. She's pushed in the back. It'll be the 5th team foul on the Miners. And they're going to get Keaton Link with her first personal. 5:01 for the first half of play on the baseline. Pence gets it in to Rhodes. Left wing now to Gwynn. Back to Painter. Open for 3. Yes, for Becky Painter. Her second triple of the ball game. And that gets Litchfield to within 2, 16-14, 4:45 for the first half. Southwestern beat Carlinville in game 1 tonight, 57-31. Game Gary Booker had here on FM 106. That started at 5:30, so it was over well before this game started. Down to Link off the window. It's good for Keaton Link. Keaton's first bucket. A lot of weird start times this year. You know, a lot of the JV games are starting at 5:30. This year, sometimes they're playing freshman games on the boys' side that start at 4:30. So the varsity start times all over the map here in this COVID season as Gillespie got a turnover and then gave it right back as Sydney Byers. We know what she can do in the softball diamond, and she threw that. The length of the floor just too much on it and too tall for everybody in the white jerseys. And with that, we will have our second quarter mask timeout. Gillespie 18, Litchfield 14, back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages. Tim Mize back here at Gillespie. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls' action here on your Wednesday night. That's another strange thing about this season with the South Central Conference having Monday, Wednesday, Friday as their conference dates. A lot more games on Wednesdays this year than in a normal year. Halfway through the second quarter, a 4-point Gillespie lead. Litchfield is hanging tough as they are trapped out near midcourt and a foul going on Keaton Link. That'll be her second, team's 6th. Litchfield's turned it over 8 times, Gillespie 4 times. And that puts Gillespie over the limit on their 7th team foul. So to the free throw line goes Carly Gwynn. Keaton Link will get a breather. One and bonus, and that toss is no good. Rebound down to Byers. Taylor, Byers, Hayes, Niemeyer, and Bertolino on the floor for Gillespie right now. Litchfield has Rhodes, Boston, Pence, Gwynn, and Painter. 3:45 first half. Here's Byers left wing. Skip pass to Taylor right wing. Shelby for 3. Back rimmed it. And the rebound down to Laura Boston. She will hand off to Becky Painter. A 4-point Gillespie lead. Litchfield facing the full court pressure. Off it goes to Annika Rhodes. Bad pass there. Tried to go across the floor looking for Boston. 9th turnover stolen by Byers. Here's Taylor. Lead pass to Hayes. Michaela Hayes. She threw that away. 5th Gillespie turnover. That was across the floor. She was looking for Bertolino, who was more in the right corner. The pass was on the right wing. Full court pressure for the Miners. Litchfield throws over the top into the front court to Pence. Kara now waits for Painter, hands it off to Becky out at the volleyball spike line. Shelby went for the steal, didn't get it, bounced past to Boston at the foul line. Return pass to Painter, Becky rises up off the window, it's good for Becky Painter. 8 points for Painter. The lead is down to 2 for Gillespie. Miners have led most of the way. Litchfield took a brief 1-point lead, and it was brief because Gillespie came right back on the ensuing possession and had the answer. Here's Byers at the foul line. Leaves it back for Bertolino just inside that volleyball spike line. On the left wing now with Shelby Taylor. Litchfield still in that 2-3 zone. Top of the key with Hayes on the right wing to Bertolino. Thought about the three, decides against it. Puts it on the deck now with the left hand. Across the floor it goes to Taylor. Shelby Taylor on the baseline to Madison Niemeyer. Drives underneath the hoop. Bad pass and turned over. She got herself caught underneath the basket and on that baseline. She had nowhere to go. Turnover number 6 on Gillespie. Bertolino checks out. Hannah Barrett back on the floor for the Miners. Litchfield can tie with the 2, take the lead with a 3. Bad pass, middle of the floor, stolen. Here's Niemeyer off to Barrett. Layup good for Hannah Barrett. Off the turnover, Gillespie capitalizes. 20-16 Miners, 2:05 for the first half. Of course, we'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break. Another turnover for Litchfield, tipped in the middle of the floor, picked up by Barrett. Now the Gillespie entry pass is batted away back towards midcourt. Barrett tracks it down there for Gillespie. A 1:50 for the first half. Here's Taylor on the right wing. Bounce pass, top of the key to Michaela Hayes. Left wing it goes to Hannah Barrett. Barrett, right wing to Shelby Taylor. In the corner it goes, Michaela Hayes, right side. Back on the right wing with Barrett. 95 seconds for the first half. Gillespie has really shown the patience offensively here tonight. They dump it down on the block to Niemeyer. She finds Byers hard of the lane. Off to Barrett, right back to Sydney. Return pass Barrett. Hannah for 3. That is short. Air ball saved by Niemeyer. Out it goes to Barrett. What a play by Madison Niemeyer. It was an underhand shovel from the baseline all the way out beyond the 3-point line right to Barrett. That was fantastic. 70 seconds for the half. Hayes, quarter pocket triple, back rimmed it, no. Another offensive rebound, Niemeyer. She corrals it underneath the hoop again, gets it away to Shelby Taylor. Final minute, first half, 4-point Gillespie lead, and they have had several cracks at it here as Taylor's 18-footer, no good. Niemeyer got her hand on it again, but couldn't corral it. Picked up by Carly Gwynn. Gwynn brings it into the front court. On the right-hand bounce, brings it back between the circles. Looks like the Gillespie dance team getting set for a halftime performance here as they head down towards the floor as Niemeyer jars that ball loose, and we're going to get a tie-up, I think. Yes, there it is, with 33.6 seconds, and on the arrow, it'll belong to Gillespie. So that will be turnover number 12 on Litchfield. Emily Schoen checks back in, 5'9 sophomore for the Miners. Several substitutions. Michaela Hayes is out there along with Barrett, Bertolino, and Niemeyer, who stayed on the floor. 25 seconds for the half. That pass from Barrett tipped out. They'll stay with Gillespie. They will throw in opposite of the benches here at the pit. Not much room over there on the far side. They used to have the old restraining line here. They've taken that away. Here's Bertolino out at the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Barrett. 12 seconds for the half. Bertolino picked up her dribble. Barrett on the left wing. Down on the block to Niemeyer. Return pass to Barrett. Rises up. Partially blocked. And it's out of bounds over to Litchfield. Panthers have time here. 5.3 seconds. They will face the full court pressure. All 10 players in the back court. Off to Gwynn with 4. Gets the midcourt with 2. Crosses over. Lets it go. The runner from the foul line. No good. And after 2 quarters here at the pit, it is Gillespie 20. Litchfield 16. We'll come back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second half. Sideline trigger, the exact spot they got the ball to start the game. They get it into Painter. She has it ripped away, but the Miners are on the sideline. So Litchfield will re-trigger, this time in the front court. Purple Panthers have been in all of their games so far. They've only played 2 of them. Lost to Staunton by 7, lost to Vandy by 5. Here's a steal by Barrett. Right into the passing lane she went. Now Painter able to knock it away from Barrett on the attack, and it'll be out of bounds, staying with Gillespie. Good hustle there from Becky Painter to get back and not concede anything. It'll be Barrett to throw it in. Actually, that was Bertolino throwing in. It was blocked by some signage. Here's Byers for 3 off the heel, too strong. And the rebound down to Kara Pence. Pence had 20 rebounds against Vandalia the other night. 20 rebounds. Think about that. Here's Boston off to Pence. She wants the three ball, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Shelby Taylor. Here comes Taylor, full head of steam, down the left side. No one stops her all the way to the rim. She missed the layup. Rebound down to Laura Boston. Oh, Shelby did everything there but convert. Still a four-point lead for Gillespie. 50 seconds gone by in the second half. Here's Painter spinning her way into the front court. Picks up the bounce, leaves it off now for Boston. Down to the block pin. She's got deep position on Byers off the window. It rolled off. No good. Out of bounds off of Litchfield's Brosh. Great post position there from Kara Pence. She just couldn't capitalize. Panthers wait back in that 2-3 half-court zone as Taylor brings it across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Into the hands of Hayes. Skip pass in the corner to Bertolino on the left side. Grace, she's going to pull up for three. Left it short. Rebound down to Boston. Outlet to Carly Gwynn. Here comes Gwynn across the timeline. Crosses over. Gets past three wide Church. Now she's fouled at the rim by Bertolino. First foul of the half. First foul of the game on Bertolino. That was very nifty from Carly Gwynn. She just knifed her way right through four Gillespie defenders en route to the foul line. Carly 0 for 1 at the stripe tonight. Toss is short. We have not seen a made free throw on either side. Now granted, each side's only attempted two. That's rare this day and age. Free throw, that one is short. Offensive rebound, Pence, count it, and the foul for Kara Pence. Her second field goal, she has 4 points. Well, no, they didn't. They called an offensive foul on Kara Pence. Oh, my. Must have had her going over the back on the rebound, so wipe that off. 4-point lead still for Gillespie. Here's Byers down to Taylor. Baseline missed it. Rebound to Kara Pence. The board says three fouls on Kara Pence. Oh, Shelby Taylor picks the pocket clean of Gwynn in the backcourt. Attacks and lays it in. Oh, what a play. Shelby Taylor, and boy, are the Miners glad to have Shelby Taylor back in the fold. She's just a game changer for him. Does all the little things. Here's Brosh, had to save it from going out of bounds, saves it right to Grace Bertolino. A little Euro step through, scoop shot no good, and the rebound down to Brosh and Rob Corso once, a timeout. 5:42 for quarter number three. Gillespie leading Litchfield 22-16. We'll come back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield ball in the front court. The official reminds Lily Brosh she cannot move from the spot of the inbound. Gets it in to Becky Painter. I said front court. I meant back court. As Painter comes across the timeline now. Checked there by Niemeyer. Now picked up by Schoen. Becky going to fire the three too strong. And the rebound down to Keaton Link. Here comes Link. In the front court, a pass to Hayes. Return pass to Keaton right back. Actually, that was Niemeyer on the feed. Into the hands of Link. She finds Byers. Bounce pass Niemeyer off the window. That's too strong. She missed it. Saved underneath. Through the hands of Schoen. Picked up by Gwynn. She's in a hurry the other way. One on four. Attacks. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Gillespie. 5:09 for the third quarter. Litchfield has not scored in the quarter. Gillespie's only scored one bucket in the quarter. Panthers stack everyone left side of the lane. In it goes to Brosh, left corner. Off to Gwynn. Back to Painter in the left corner. Becky puts it on the deck. Little hesitation dribble. Top of the key now with Pence. Kara Pence directing some traffic. She wants someone to come and get the basketball. High above her head and surveys. Painter at the left elbow. The pass was lazy. Stolen by Niemeyer. Now she's tied up by Painter, but she's able to muscle it up and in. Pure strength from Madison Niemeyer. Painter got her hands on that basketball. It wiggled free, but Niemeyer able to still get it up on the window and in. Her first bucket, 24-16. Gillespie, the pressure for the Miners is really picking up here as Painter picked up her dribble, and then she was fouled. Second team foul and another timeout taken. I think it's Kevin Gray this time. 4:32 for quarter number three. It is Gillespie 24, Litchfield 16. We'll come back to Gillespie High School following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, the Panthers have the basketball down 8. They need a bucket on this trip. Have not scored in the quarter. Nice action. Boston to Pence. The bucket is good. That's a great set. Out of the timeout by Rob Corso. 4:15 for the third quarter. 24-18. Gillespie with the lead and the ball. Here's Niemeyer. Middle of the lane it goes to Schoen. She attacks. Cut off there. Bounce pass out to Link. Keaton leaves it back now for Reagan Bussman, who's checked in. Down on the block to Byers. Tough angle. Missed it. Rebound down to Kara Pence. Halfway through quarter number 3. A 6-point Gillespie lead. Here's Carly Gwynn. On the right wing with Lily Brosh. Brosh in the corner to Pence. Tries to dump it down to Boston. It was deflected. Lord did a good job to come and meet that basketball and save the possession. Off to Becky Painter. Left wing. She tries to dump it down. Ill-advised. Knocked away by Link, but Byers can't corral it. And Litchfield lucky to maintain possession. They'll have it on the baseline. Litchfield's tried several of those long, lazy passes tonight, and that is not a good idea against this active Gillespie defensive unit. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Painter, left elbow, leaves it back for Carly Gwynn. Carly gets a ball screen from Brosh. Leaves it back now for Brosh at the volleyball spike line between the circles. Lily on the bounce, going nowhere. Now she picks up the dribble. Painter will have it at the top of the key. Becky Painter on the left wing now. Picks up the dribble. Foul line to Kara Pence. Pence on the attack, off the window a little strong. Offensive rebound. Boston rejected by Byers, pulled down by Sydney. And the Miners have it with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. In the left corner it goes with Keaton Link on the baseline to Schoen. Finds Byers, heart of the lane, off the window, rattled out, no good. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Becky Painter. She's trapped in the backcourt. Gets it away to Pence, who finds Gwynn. Across the timeline with Brosh now, 2:40 for the third quarter. Litchfield hanging around, down 6. Just their third game of the year after they were quarantined before they even got started. Here's Kara Pence on the left elbow, high above her head and surveying. Right elbow now to Painter. She will turn and face on Bussman. Bounce pass left elbow to Gwynn. Knocked away. Carly able to get it back, though, as Niemeyer nearly came away with a steal. There's been a lot of those balls jarred loose tonight by this Gillespie defense. Here's Boston at the foul line. She will leave it back for Brosh into the hands of Kara Pence. Pence now looking for Brosh. Tough angle on the pass, and it's turned over. 17th Litchfield turnover of the night. 2:04 for the third quarter. Substitution for the Miners. That's Michaela Hayes replacing Sydney Byers. Gillespie ball as Litchfield waits in their 2-3. Reagan Bussman brings it into the front court. In the right corner it goes with Michaela Hayes on the block to Link. Spins middle, nothing there. Now she throws it away. 7th Gillespie turnover. Carly Gwynn has a run out up and down for the easy deuce. 6 points for Gwynn, and the lead is just 4 for Gillespie. 100 seconds, third quarter. Here's Hayes. She had her pocket picked, but she was fouled first by Gwynn. That'll be Carly's second. Not many fouls here in the third quarter, just 2 aside. Inika Rhodes in for Litchfield. She'll be replacing Carly Gwynn, who will sit with that second personal. Grace Bertolino back on the floor for the Miners, replacing Bussman. And Hannah Barrett returning also for Gillespie. It'll be Madison Niemeyer coming off. Miners have it in the front court with Bertolino. 90 seconds, third quarter. 24-20, Gillespie. Here's Barrett. Off to Link at the foul line. In the corner it goes. Dangerous pass tipped by Painter but corralled by Michaela Hayes. Off to Barrett now. In the corner it goes to Bertolino. Litchfield closes out on her quickly with Rhodes. In the left corner with Link. Across the floor to Hayes. Into the hands of Barrett now on the right wing. Dumps it on the baseline. To Schoen, she had a tough angle there on the pass, deflected out. It'll stay with the Miners, 66 seconds for the first half, or excuse me, for the third quarter. Gillespie led at the half, 20-16. It's been a low-scoring third quarter. Baseline trigger into Link, open for 3, back rim to 2 strong, gets her own rebound at the foul line. She attacks again, count it, and the foul for Keaton Link. 4 points for Link. Did a good job of following her shot off the missed 3, drove right into the heart of the lane, and was able to finish through contact. a 6-point lead for Gillespie. As the 5'10 senior's free throw is good. So Keaton gets the old-fashioned 3-point play. 27-20, Gillespie with the lead. Final minute, third quarter. Here's Painter in the backcourt being hounded by Hannah Barrett. Here's Painter on the blow-by, gets the rim, and she was fouled by Barrett. That'll be the second on Hannah, third on the Miners here in the half. 49.9 seconds for the quarter. Lily Brosh, sideline trigger in front of that Litchfield bench, gets it away to Becky Painter. Becky out between the circles, lazy pass, stolen. It is Bertolino with the pilfer. Now her pass to the middle of the lane is almost stolen. Somehow Barrett corralled that, but then as she got it away to Schoen, she couldn't handle it cleanly, and that'll be the eighth turnover. 35.4 seconds for the third quarter. Carly Gwynn back on the floor for Litchfield. Annika Rhodes will take a seat. Here is Carly Gwynn in the backcourt. Bertolina right in her hip pocket. Gwynn might got away with a little discharge right there. She got that left arm extended, and Bertolina went flying. No whistle. We play on. 20 seconds, third quarter. Here's Brosh. Picked up the dribble. Link went for the steal. Didn't get it. Here's Painter off to Boston. Foul line to Pence. 13 seconds for the quarter. Brosh on the right wing. Attacks rejected by Keaton Link. In the corner. Picked up and saved by the Miners. That was Schoen with the save. 3 seconds. Here's Link. Ahead to Hayes. Good if it goes. It will not. Off the heel. Three quarters in the books here at the pit. It is Gillespie 27. Litchfield 20. Back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsboro boys leading Greenville 37-28 tonight as the Toppers looking to improve to 8-0 that game into the fourth quarter. We are into the fourth quarter here at the pit. The Miners leading Litchfield 27-20. Litchfield's only had one lead tonight. It was brief. Here's Byers, leaves it off for Niemeyer. No, Byers able to back tap it into the backcourt. Bertolino thought she had to save it, and she ends up knocking it off the scorer's table. She thought it was an over and back situation. I don't think it was going to be. So she didn't have to do that, but her first instinct was to save it. So it'll be a turnover, number 9 on the night, and Litchfield has it down 7, 7:40 for the ball game. Still plenty of time for Litchfield. They are right in this game. Going to start taking better care of the basketball, though. Gillespie being very aggressive in the passing lanes. Might be time for some backdoor action if you're Litchfield, and you got to cut down on those lazy cross-court passes. Gillespie's been feasting on those. Here's Painter on the left wing. Brings it top of the key. Man-to-man defense for the Miners. In the corner it goes with Kara Pence. Pence wants to put it on the floor, cut off by Byers, rises up way too strong, and the rebound down to Hannah Barrett. She's racing into the front court. Here comes Barrett. Foul line, bounce pass, stolen. 10th, Gillespie turnover as Painter stepped in front. Now Painter the other way. Layup will not stay down for Painter. It was contested. Rebound to Pinch. She got away with the travel, but then she threw it away anyway. 19th turnover. Here's Link ahead of the pack. Lays it up and in for the easy deuce. 9 for Keaton Link. And the lead is 9 for Gillespie, their biggest of the night. 6:50 for the ball game. Litchfield needs a good possession here. Painter on the wing. Left side, bad pass into the back court, and Boston was going to let it go. And then Link got there first. She touched it, then Boston touched it, so it will be Gillespie ball. Litchfield fortunate there. Boston had a chance to touch that ball and stop play. She let it go, and it almost was costly. 6:40 for the ball game. It is Gillespie 29, Litchfield 20. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll come back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the pit in Gillespie as the Miners leading the Purple Panthers 29-20 in girls action here on your Wednesday. Game one tonight saw Southwestern beat Carletonville 57-31. Of course, all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 right here on FM 106. Miners have the ball on the baseline. It'll be Barrett to throw it in. Off it goes to Madison Niemeyer in the left corner. She puts it on the deck, kicks it. Taylor, right wing, 4-3, left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Lily Brosh for Litchfield. Into the hands of Becky Painter. 6:25 for the ball game. A 9-point Gillespie lead. There's another ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Litchfield. But, man, Gillespie's hands so active defensively. They have gotten their fingers on a lot of basketballs here tonight. They've forced 19 turnovers, and they've deflected away probably at least six more passes, maybe more. Here's Boston at the right elbow. Leaves it off for Becky Painter, right side of the key. High above her head and surveys. High post it goes to Boston. She will turn and face on Hayes. Back to Pence into the hands of Gwynn now on the left wing. Return pass to Kara Pence. She wants to attack, and as she goes right by Hannah Barrett, Barrett just takes the ball away. 20th Litchfield turnover. So Litchfield has 20 turnovers and 20 points. 5:45 for the ball game. Michaela Hayes brings it out right wing. Gillespie can take their time now and work some clock. Here's Taylor, top of the key, leaves it in the corner to Hayes, down on the block to Niemeyer. Short baseline, kicks it out to Barrett, long two, yes, for Hannah Barrett. Pure with the quick release from 18 feet. 31-20, the lead has reached double figures for the first time tonight for the Miners. Litchfield's only got 4 points in the half. Here is Painter. Oh, all alone underneath, and Brosh traveled. Oh, man. Wide open as all the Gillespie defenders were on the left side of the floor. That cross-court pass from Painter to Brosh, and she fumbled the catch ever so slightly. Then she shuffled her feet. 5 minutes, ball game. 11-point lead for Gillespie. Down on the block to Byers, and a little bump, and they're going to get Pence on the foul. That's going to be her fourth, team's fourth of the half. And this will be our mask timeout. 4:59 for the ball game. Gillespie 31, Litchfield 20. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Few girls finals for you tonight. Hillsboro beats Greenville 53-50. North Mac down South Fork 56-49. In a game here earlier tonight on the Tally Broadcasting Station, Southwestern over Carthenville 57-31. The North Mac boys beat Illini Central tonight 60-32. Here's a three-pointer right wing buried by Michaela Hayes, her first bucket, and the lead has swelled to 14 for Gillespie. Just saw the Gillespie boys walk into the gym there, have made their return trek from Litchfield tonight. Got a foul out front. They're going to whistle that on Madison Niemeyer. That'll be her second, team's fourth. Sideline trigger, Brosh looking for Pence down low, and then they're going to get Byers coming over the back. That'll be the fifth team foul on Gillespie, the first personal on Sydney Byers. Litchfield scored just 4 points here in the half. They were down four. It's 20-16 at halftime. It's now 34-20 with 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. We've already had our mask timeout. On the right wing with Kara Pence. Pence now picked up the dribble at the right elbow. Dribble handoff to Painter. Back to Pence it goes. In the corner with Brosh. Lily on the left wing keeps the dribble alive. Now she picks it up. She's in a little bit of trouble between the circles it goes to Kara Pence. Halfway through the money quarter. Here's Pence muscling her way down to the block on Byers. Now she picks up the dribble, leaves it back for Painter. Becky Painter attacks middle, dumps it off to Boston, stripped on the way up and fouled. Sixth team foul. Today the Gillespie boys beat Litchfield tonight by the final of 72-40. So they had a nice bus ride back from Litchfield down Route 16. Free throw for Boston is no good. Man, that thing touched so much iron before it spun out. Niemeyer is out. Link back in for the Miners. 3:53 for the ball game. Second free throw for Laura is headed home, and that one's pure. 3 points for Boston. That's the first point of the quarter for Litchfield, just their fifth point of the half. 34-21, 3:45 and counting. Here at the pit, down in the block to Byers. Deep position off the window. It's good. That was just great work before Sydney Byers ever touched the basketball. She backed her defender all the way down inside of the lane. Not the painted area because the lanes aren't painted here at Gillespie. There's a travel out front on Painter, the 22nd Litchfield turnover. So they do have more turnovers than points at the moment. 22 turnovers, 21 points. It was close most of the way, but Gillespie has opened it up here late in the third and through the fourth. Here's Taylor. Picked up the dribble, top of the key, leaves it off for Byers right wing. In the corner, Michaela Hayes open for three. Back rimmed it too strong. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Becky Painter. She gets it off to Carly Gwynn, and she is fouled by Shelby Taylor. The Miners are sure happy to have Shelby back on the floor. You know, this is such a deep team, and they don't really have what you would call that go-to player. They're so balanced, but Shelby Taylor seems to be perhaps kind of the glue for this ship. That free throw rattles down for Carly Gwynn. She has seven. She just does, Shelby Taylor, so many of the little things that coaches appreciate. Just gets after it defensively, always playing hard. Free throw for Gwynn, good. She gets the pair. She has eight for the game. 36-23 Miners, 3 minutes, ball game. Shelby's battled ankle injuries really her entire career. Taylor on the bounce. Litchfield still in that 2-3 zone. Nice pass down to Link. Keaton got hit across the face on the release, and she'll have two free throws coming. The foul goes on Becky Painter. That'll be her first. Keaton Link is one of one at the line. Make it one of two at the line. Keaton has 9 points on the night. Toss. Good. That puppy was pure. Didn't even think about touching iron. Full court pressure here from Gillespie, up 14. In it goes to Annika Rhodes, gets it off to Becky Painter. Painter's going to push here, goes right at Byers' left-hand layup. That won't go down, been that type of half. Offensive rebound to Rhodes is short, gets it back again, short again, and Painter tries to save it. She does so, picked up by Gwynn on the baseline. Out to Rhodes, back to Painter for three. Way too strong, but it goes right to Pence off the window. It's good. Just effort and energy on that possession for Litchfield, and Kevin Gray don't like it. He wants a timeout. 2:27 for the ball game. 37-25, Gillespie with the lead. We'll come back to the pit following these messages on WSMI. 2:27 for the ball game. It is Gillespie leading Litchfield 37-25. The Purple Panthers have a wild rally in them here. Down a dozen. 2:25. They will need some help from the Miners if they are to make any type of comeback. Tall order, obviously. Here's Taylor on the right elbow, leaves it off for Niemeyer. Baseline now with Schoen. Emily picked up the bounce. Back it goes to Hannah Barrett out at the volleyball spike line. Here's Hannah on the bounce. Across the floor goes to Grace Bertolino. Bertolino into the hands of Taylor on the right wing. Off to Barrett. Baseline to Schoen. Middle of the lane to Niemeyer. Turned over right through Madison's hands. Here's Annika Rhodes across the timeline, leads it for Carly Gwynn. 105 seconds for the ball game. Litchfield needs to go quickly, down a dozen. Here's Painter, threw it away. Too tall for Pence, their 23rd turnover. 95 seconds to play. Miners going to pick up their third win of the year. In the right wing it goes to Bertolino. And for Gillespie, this will snap a four-game losing streak. Off it goes to Taylor into the hands of Schoen. 75 seconds for the ball game. We'll have Litchfield back on the radio Friday night with their rivals Hillsboro. And for Gillespie, they'll be back at it against Staunton on Friday night. Down to the baseline to Niemeyer, tipped away, but Madison able to corral. Top of the key, Taylor for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Laura Boston. Final minute, 50 seconds to play. Here's Painter. She's going to quicker the trick, quick three. No, it's short, and the rebound down to Shelby Taylor. 40 seconds. Kevin Gray wants a timeout just to get some substitutions into the ball game here. Sydney Byers returns. Michaela Hayes returns. Keaton Link back on the floor for Litchfield. Sarah Yakina going to check into the ball game. Who else for Litchfield? Looks like Lauren Monkey is into the action as well. Just 39.4 seconds left. And for Litchfield, they are battling here in what is their really first week of the year. They didn't play their first game until Friday night after that two-week quarantine to start the year. All in all, they have, I think, really done as well as they could have reasonably been expected to do coming off of a quarantine where you can't do anything. Here's Barrett handling in the backcourt. Checked there by Gwynn as Barrett comes across the timeline. Hannah into the hands of Michaela Hayes. Michaela back to Bertolino. Half a minute for the ball game. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports as Bertolino attacks. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Link. She took a shot in the face. She pulls her mask down to see if her nose is bleeding. Across the timeline comes Gwynn. Always fun to get hit in the face when you're up 12 with 20 seconds to go. That's just great. Turnover from Litchfield, but no, Gwynn able to hustle back. Ball's loose. What effort and hustle. Bodies on the floor, and that is how the game, two-tenths of a second left. You got a 12-point game, couple seconds left, and you got two players from each team diving on the floor for a loose ball. Sensational effort and hustle. And really, that is what this COVID season is about. Just enjoy the opportunity to play, and you saw that for the full 32 minutes here tonight. Both teams played so hard. Now Rob Corso and Kevin Gray coming to midcourt. They're each going to stay on their own side of half court as they give each other some pleasantries here after the ball game. 37-25, Gillespie wins it over Litchfield. We'll come back and wrap it up from the pit following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie wins it here tonight, snapping a four-game losing streak. They beat Litchfield 37-25. Gillespie led 8-7 after one, 20-16 at the half, led 27-20 after three, and they win it 37-25 as Litchfield scores just 9 points in the second half. For Gillespie, balanced attack, 10 points for Keaton Link, 10 points for Sydney Byers, 6 points for Hannah Barrett, 4 points for Shelby Taylor, 3 points for Michaela Hayes, then 2 points apiece for Madison Niemeyer, Emily Schoen, and Grace Bertolino. Unofficially, I had Gillespie for 11 turnovers here tonight. They were 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. With the win, they improve to 3-5. With the loss, Litchfield drops to 0-3. They were led tonight by Carly Gwynn and Becky Painter, 8 points each. 6 points for Kara Pence, 3 points for Laura Boston. And Litchfield tonight, the turnovers were the problem. I had them for 23 turnovers here this evening tonight, in which season scored 25 points. So 37-25 is the final. Gillespie with the win over Litchfield. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Gillespie for their hospitality. AD Mike Bertagnoli, everyone here, thank you so much for, one, letting us in the gym to bring the game to here. But everybody just treats us so good everywhere we go, and we're just so grateful for the kindness and hospitality we see across the listening area. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast tonight. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Game one tonight saw Southwestern beat Carletonville 57-31. In game two, Gillespie tops Litchfield 37-25. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. I am Tim Mai saying good night from the pit.